From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Islamic State's Egyptian branch has claimed responsibility for a bombing that killed seven people in a hotel in the North Sinai capital of Al-Arish on Tuesday, where judges overseeing a parliamentary election were staying. The statement by the Sinai Province group was circulated by its supporters on Twitter and the encrypted messaging system Telegram. A brother seeking martyrdom, the message says, with its car bomb, the security force protecting the Swiss Inn Hotel, where 50 judges were staying, only to be followed by a lion who broke into the judges' base with his automatic weapon, then blew up his explosives belt among them, according to the statement. A militant tried to drive a car bomb into the hotel before security forces opened fire on him, causing the car to explode. The official leading the investigation into the attack on the luxury hotel in Mali's capital is urging residents to keep an eye out for suspicious behavior and warns of heightened security threats. The prosecutor, Boubacar Siddiqui Samake, Tuesday provided scarce new information about the investigation into Friday's assault that killed 19 people. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa on Wednesday, with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It's a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. A teenager has died in Liberia, and the first such death since the country has officially declared Ebola-free from the virus in September, according to official Tuesday. The 15-year-old boy died on Monday. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande of France arrived Tuesday for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on how to confront the threat posed by the Islamic State group in the wake of the Paris attacks. That's the sound of the French president's plane landing at Andrews Air Force Base outside the U.S. Capitol. The French president is currently at the White House with President Obama for talks, followed by a joint press conference. Hollande's trip to Washington is part of a frantic week of shuttle diplomacy by the French leader to rally global support to fight IS. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back and supporting terrorism after Turkish F-16 shot down a Russian Su-24 fighter jet on the border with Syria. Ankara said the plane was shot down Monday after it violated Turkish airspace and ignored 10 warnings in the span of 5 minutes to leave. Meanwhile, Moscow insists the jet never left Syrian territory. Meanwhile, Putin acknowledged that the Russian jet was shot down by the Turkish F-16s. Video from the area showed what appeared to be two pilots parachuting down from the sky, and a Syrian rebel group later released its own video of what it said that one of the pilots was dead. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharf sheds more light on the situation.
This is not the first time that we've seen tension along the border with Turkey with other Russian planes that did violate the Turkish border. The Russian side even admitted in October that some of their fighter jets had violated the Turkish border. They said it was by accident and blamed bad weather.
And that is VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharf. U.S. stocks opened sharply lower Tuesday, joining European equity markets and retreating following news that Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet on the Syrian border. 5 minutes into trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average stood at 17,707.06, which is down 85.62%. The broad S&P 500 index dropped 9.46, or 45%, to 2,077.13. Schools and the subway system remain closed Tuesday in Brussels, Belgium. That remains under tight security while authorities there are trying to find the key suspect in the November 13th Paris attacks. The Belgian Prime Minister said Monday that because a threat still exists in the capital, they will still be on the highest state of alert until next week. He said, however, the country wants to return to normal and schools will open on Wednesday, as well as trains running again in Brussels. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is traveling Wednesday to Croatia to discuss the influx of migrants, energy issues, and the fight against terrorism with the Croatian officials and the European Council President Donald Tusk. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.